I'm thrilled with the horse. He's such a trier. Like, you know, you get some horses going in there and you know, really blowing up. He goes in and tries harder for me. He loves a crowd. He always has done. You know, I mean, the marks are hard today, you know, compared to, say, you know, where, you know, when you do a test somewhere else or whatever, they're marking hard, but they're consistently hard. And, you know, I know you got a 42 here 2 years ago, but the marking was different then. So I'm really pleased with his score. I think he tried really hard, yeah.
Well, you're lying in fourth place after day one.
Well, I'm thrilled at that, absolutely, yeah. Yes. I mean, we always, you know, you always want to do better. You want to iron out a few mistakes. But, I mean, you know, that was brilliant in there. He tried really hard.
Did you have any little errors in there that you would like to tell us about?
I think the second last change was a little, it wasn't quite as fluid. I mean, other than that, he just let me ride him. He was brilliant. And it's windy in there as well. And actually in the warm-up ring, my hat blew off, so I had to get off and put it back on, which wasn't ideal preparation. in the conditions well, it was brilliant.
What about Sunday? Have you had a chance to walk the course?
Yeah, I have, absolutely. I think it should suit him. It's badminton. You know, there's definitely four-star questions there. You've got to attack it. But hopefully it'll suit him. So.
And what will you be doing for the next 24 hours?
He was very wild when he arrived yesterday, so he took quite a bit of work to settle him. So I think he can have a bit of a rest day tomorrow. I might go for a little canter and just hack about, really. He's worked hard today.
It's a nice place to be, just to go for a little canter, isn't it?
Just a bit, absolutely.